I think that's when we found another wall, which was right opposite the community association office. And that's where we did mural. It's much smaller, but it was the same kind of principle or same idea of having sort of illustrating that Covent Garden was a place where there was a thriving community.
I can see, I mean, the technique, I can't identify what is the real wall and what is not. I mean, here.
Okay, this is all painted.
So it's painted like a brick wall.
Yeah, and that was concrete render.
But this is
that's real.
New brick.
And that's a painted drain pipe. So I basically copied the front facade and repeated it here. And then sort of made it much more alive and interesting with plants and people. And I think there's a blue plaque that maybe that's that we painted it for the community association. I can't remember anyway. And so we painted in it various local residents. She lived very nearby. She lived just opposite. I'm not sure if the cat was local. Mm-hmm. And this is Kathy, I think. And she worked in the office, and then these two also worked there. I think she took over from her or vice versa, but they were people who ran the community association. And then this was Jim Monahan, who's an architect who worked just around the corner, but him and his colleague Martin, when they were students at the AA, they had been instrumental in saving Covent Garden Market from being knocked down, because the planners were going to had plans to flatten it and put road around there. So while they were students, they just got completely involved, and you know, were extraordinary that they they were part of a driving force with community behind them to save the market area. And so they end up in the mural as a nod to them. Everybody knew them in the area.